Blog Talk Radio.
For the dear old flag I died, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother, press your lips to mine. Oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart. Let me die in your embrace. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died. Do not mourn, my mother dear, every pang will soon be done. For I hear the angel band calling from their starry shore. Now I see the banners wave in the light of perfect day. Though it is hard to part with you, yet I would not wish to stay. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died. Farewell, Mother, death's cold hand weighs upon my spirit now. And I feel his blighting breath fan my pallid cheek and brow. Closer, closer to your heart, let me feel that you are by. While my sight is growing dim for the dear old flag I died. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm so tired of watching our country being brainwashed and being made to hate each other. And it's all the work of communists who never died, who never went away. And they got us watching World War II movies. They got us watching the horror of the Nazi Germany. But the Nazis died in 1945, and the communists are stronger all over the world today than ever before. And now Putin has been given the Middle East by Obama. And I just felt that I had to make my topic tonight. It's not the rebel flag they want to take down. It's the American flag that they want to take down. It's the cross they want to take down. and it's the Americans they want to take down. And already we've been labeled that we're exceptionalists. We are exceptionalists, but we won't be that much longer if the communists get our ways and balkanize us and turn us against one another. We're all going to become useful idiots of the Communist Party, which, by the way, is now used to be called the Democrat Party. But you've seen that little charade that was on CNN with five stooges up there, and that's what represents the Democrat Party? You got to be kidding me. A communist, a coward, a woman who left men to die in Benghazi and laughed about killing Muammar Gaddafi? You got to be kidding me. Lincoln Chapstick, the governor of Rhode Island? How sorry a state is Rhode Island? The guy banned Christmas trees. And he was a Republican. And he thrilled at opposing George Bush on anything and everything. It's really sad. That's what we got running the country. We get rid of all these politicians and let's start putting human beings in there. So, it's not the rebel flag the communists want to take down. I saw The Bridge tonight with Tom Hanks. Did you ever see the movie The Bridge? It just came out. You got to see it. So you know who we're up against. And know that once they're in control, what they can do to you. It started off with a little soft spiel, you know, like, oh, the Russians on that bed. But as you get into the movie, he's on a train going into East Germany, and he sees East Germans trying to get over the wall and being machine gunned down as they're men and women being machine gunned down as they get to the wall. And then at the end of the movie, he's coming home and he's riding the regular railroad, U.S. railroad, and he sees kids jumping over a fence, and there's nobody shooting them. And he flashes back to that one scene. It's a very good movie. And it'll give you an inclination of what our conquerors are going to do to us when they get here. And some people say they're already here. At first, I thought the movie was anti-war propaganda, but the reality of communism set in. Believe me, you don't want to lose your country. You will not be allowed to live here under any circumstances. This country will be too good for you. Your conquerors will want whatever you have. The first ones to go will be the useful idiots. We went to sleep after the wall came down, but it just allowed the communists to walk right in. Now communist school teachers teach the useless of A to hate their heritage. The 9/11 slaughter is banned in communist cucumber schools. They don't talk about it. And they tell you you don't have to get up and salute the flag or say the Pledge of Allegiance. But that's not going to help us when we try to unify at an Alamo-like stand. The excuse is it terrifies the children. We will be terrified one day anyway, and when it is too late to save the nation we threw away. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party, and so-called conservatives are afraid to even say the word. And I got a feeling a lot of talk show hosts won't say the word because they're afraid they'll be pulled off the air. You ask any of those talk show hosts on the side, do you think you could ever be pulled off the air? See what they tell you. Until we stop saying liberal, left-wing, progressive, and socialist, and start saying communist, we will continue to lose our country. It is time America got to meet the communists who are running this country. Not the show Democrats, but the people behind the media curtain. Hollywood is our enemy. The media is our enemy. The New York Times supported Stalin when he was murdering 10 million Ukrainians, starving them to death, forcing parents to eat their children. Now, you'll never see a movie about that horror. Time to peel the onion. Will Valerie Jarrett make you cry? Will Huma Abedin make you sigh? Will the head of the FBI be forced to resign because he's getting too close to the reality of a communist coup? How many agencies are now weapons of American destruction? Today, the BLM takes half a Texas ranch and breaks a cattle farmer of 70 years of ranching. Tomorrow, a fine can close your business, and you can't afford to fight it in court. Where did freedom go? Gone little by little over 50 years of the Southern Poverty Law Center and ACLU communist attacks and their satellite stooges. So before it's too late. Oh, did you hear that song the guy was singing? He was dying for the flag and he was singing to his mother. I did a little rundown on some rebel songs. And if you've ever heard Irish songs, I got to tell you, they're very close to the same thing. And it's the same cause. It's the same cause. It's really amazing. Now, you heard that guy singing about he was dying for his flag, right? Now, and he's asking his mother not to cry. Now, here's an Irish song called The Irish Soldier Boy. It's the same theme.
At a cottage door one wintry night, as the snow lay on the ground, a youthful Irish soldier boy to the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him saying, "You win, my boy, don't fear." With loving arms around his waist, he tied his bandolier. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear. I hope your heart won't pain. But pray to God, your soldier boy, you soon will see again. And when you're out in the fiery line, it will be a source of joy to know that you're a mother proud of your Irish soldier boy. The fighting it was over and the flag of truce was raised. The leaders ordered the firing to cease. Old Ireland stood amazed. And when his comrades came to her door with a note from her pride and joy, containing the news inside a peal of our Irish soldier boy. Farewell, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. By bullets receiving action, trying to free my native land. I hope we'll meet in heaven above, in the land beyond the sky, when you'll be always in the cup of your Irish soldier boy. Farewell to dear old Donegal, Kilkenny and Mayo, Tipperary, Derry and Tyrone, where the bushes green to grow. And when at night you need to pray, it will be a source of joy to know that you're in memory still of your Irish soldier boy.
similar, right? And a lot of those Irish and Scotch ended up down in the Southland. But those who divide us intend to destroy us, and we can't let that happen. And I won't. That rebel flag is not a symbol of slavery. That rebel flag is a symbol of American independence and camaraderie among 11 states that felt they weren't getting a fair shake. And more than that, it's the flag of veterans, and veterans command the highest respect of the American people. And those veterans, whether they were under the Stars and Stripes or the Stars and Bars, both demand the respect of anybody that's ever served in the military and anybody who thinks that they're walking the streets because there were no sacrifices made to keep them alive. You owe a debt. If you never had to pay any dues, you owe a debt of gratitude. So, having said that, I got a list of 11 media bastards that are, they call them on the left. See, they're afraid to use the word communist. The first one is Rachel Madcow. Let's see who the second one is. Oh, I don't even know who this guy is, Michael Head. He's scary looking. Business Insider listed Klein as the most liberal figure in media today. I don't know why they're not giving their names. But Ezra Klein, he's considered the number two. Who's number three? Oh, come on, guys. I don't want a Merrill Lynch commercial here. 10 most liberals. Dangerous liberals in the media. Rachel Maddow. I call her Rachel Madcow. Oh, one of the big money makers. NBC pays their people well, man. This is, everybody knows her. Couric. Katie Couric. Big communist. Mother Jones. Mother Jones is considered liberal media. Oh, this guy looks like he could be in charge of a concentration camp. Let's see what his name is. Andrew Sullivan is a British-born author, editor, and blogger. Yeah, they destroyed England, and now they're over here. The only guy that's good that came out of England is Stuart Varney. Oh, get a load of this guy, man. He looks like he signs death warrants. Let's see what his name is. I don't know why they didn't just put the name up there. Matthew Iglesias, Father Raphael Iglesias, is a screenwriter. And his grandfather was novelist Jose Iglesias. He went to the Dalton School in New York City and went to Harvard. I don't trust anybody that comes out of Harvard, including O'Reilly. O'Reilly has that Harvard tint that makes him sit on the fence and not declare his real intentions. So, a guy named Iglesias. Let's see who's next. Ooh, this woman looks mean, man. She looks like she could run a concentration camp all by herself. Oh, hell yeah. The Scourge of God. Maureen Dowd. I call her Maureen Dude. Let us count the ways. Dowd once called Congressman Paul Ryan a fresh face on a Taliban creed. She's nasty. And you know who likes her? Anus in the Morning. She was born into a deeply religious Catholic family, the youngest of five children. Her mother was a housewife. Her father was a police inspector. Oh, my God. They're the worst kind. They're the worst kind. It is really sad. Let me get back up here. We'll take a look at who's next. Maureen Dude, huh? Oh, yeah, this guy is no good, man. He's been poisoning American minds for years. His name is Bill Moyers at 74. He's so convincing too. You know who is his sidekick, who is just as dangerous? The guy that's married to Danny Thomas's daughter, Marlo Thomas. What's his name? Bill Donahue. Never trust an Irishman that's not in the Tea Party. And never trust an American that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. Oh, this guy I know. He's a jihadist. He's a Democrat, a jihadist. Farid Zakaria. Yes, he has a perch in virtually every medium. He was born in Bombay, Maharashtra, India. And he came here to learn so he could go back and help the Indian people. And then when he saw how much money he could make here, he said, F those Indians. Yeah. And when I first saw the big Indian influx into New York City, they were all doctors. I said, look, how come there's so many? It used to be all Jewish doctors. I said, how come there's so many Indian doctors? Oh, they're coming here. They're studying to learn. They're going to go back and help all the poor of India. They never went back. What, are you crazy? I got to get a house in the Hamptons. Yeah, a Taj, a Hampton Taj. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I'll give you another tune. We're paying a tribute to rebels. The battle cry of freedom. Back. Which Democrat is the worst is the poll. There's five Democrats. And it's the five that were up on the CNN propaganda platform. You know, CNN stands for the Communist News Network. Anything with a C in it means communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CBS, Communist Broadcasting System. ABC, always be communist. Hillary got 80% as the worst Democrat. Bernie Sanders got 12% as the worst Democrat. Lincoln Chapstick, he got 4%. This guy should not be allowed in. They should empty out the men's room before he goes in. Martin O'Malley, never trust an Irishman who's a Democrat. Never trust an Irishman who's a Democrat, especially if they tell you they're Irish Catholic. Yeah, like 2% he got, Martin O'Malley. And Jim Webb got 2%. Jim Webb stood up there and he goes, "Hi, I'm Jim Webb. I'm an ex-Marine. I served in Vietnam. My son fought in Iraq." And I thought they were going to boo him. Hillary Clinton got up there. She said, "Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton. I left men to die in Benghazi. I was the one that hung up the phone last." Yes, and then we covered it up with a video. We took some poor Arab who had a little video nook, and they put him in prison. He's still in prison, that Arab. And not only that, but when the wounded came back, we changed their names and put them in hospitals that nobody would find them in. How's that? So that they couldn't give. Then we made them sign non-disclosure agreements, non-circumvention. They call it NCNDs, non-circumvention, non-disclosure. So they couldn't talk to the press and tell them what really went on. Yeah, but they should have talked to the Turkish ambassador, who was the last one to see Stevens alive. And when he left and he got through the checkpoint that was outside of the embassy, that was completely surrounded already, he got through. And he was there to do a deal to help Putin conquer the Middle East. Yeah. And now the Turks got their hands full. And never forget, the Turks are one of our allies. And when we were going into Iraq to liberate the Iraqi people, and the communists said we didn't have to go, and they were all speaking, they didn't say anything about when Clinton allowed bin Laden to live. They didn't say bin Laden, that Clinton made a big mistake. Yeah, bin Laden was up in the Hindu Kush with an Emirates prince. And the CIA ran in to Clinton and says, "We got him. We can take him out right now." And who's he with? He's with an Emirates prince. And Clinton says, "Oh, we can't do that." And then in my imagination, he dialed the phone number of the prince's father and says, "I just saved your son's life. And here's my wire transfer account number." You know, they got rich, the Clintons. They got rich in government. Yeah, you can if you get a government job and you work your way up the ladder, you can make $111 million. That's what we know about. That's not what's in the safe in the counting room. Yeah. Oh, and remember little Billy, brother Billy Rodham? He got caught with $450,000 from the Vignali crime family. And they said, "Hillary, your brother just got caught with $450,000. And she said, "What all Democrats say when they get caught stealing? I'm shocked and appalled. And we're going to look into it. And we're going to form a committee. And then we're going to turn it over to the FBI." And then now my husband wants to sing the Japanese song Sayonara. Unbelievable, man. So there she is, 80%. Poor Jim Webb, he's in the wrong party. He has some good intentions. He could be saved. Hey, Jim, amigo, vaya con te fiesta. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We have any other tunes we want to give you? Rebel Soldier, we'd like to hear that one. Let's see what we got. We are doing a tribute to the Southland tonight. And I've been in the Southland, and I was there before integration. And I was called an N-lover. And I've been down to Ocean City, Maryland, and some guy with Virginia plates tried to run me off the road when he saw my New York plates. And I know that when these rebels hear my Southern accent, that they see, you know who they see? They see guys like John the Monkey Stewart. They see guys that make fun of rebels all day long. But that's not me. As a matter of fact, I've been saving my Dixie cup since I was a kid in case the South rises again. Remember Dixie ice cream cups? But Hollywood has destroyed the image of the Southerner deliberately, because that's part of the communist divide and conquer. In those 11 states, they make fun of them. What does Hollywood show you? Who are the enemies of Hollywood? Cops, military, Southerners. They show all Southerners as having no teeth, no brains, and having sex with their cousins. Right? Isn't that how they define the Southland? They don't show you class. They don't show you Southern gentlemen and ladies who get the vapors. They don't show you that. But you want to see the pigs in a blanket we got up here. You want to see pigs in a blanket? Watch the puke. You ever watch the puke? Yeah, that's what's on No Joy Behar, Poopy Goldfarb. You ever see them? She's throwing the gin bottles under the couch. Yeah. I never saw. If I was a young man and I watched a puke, I would never get married. Thank God I got a good one before the country ran out of them. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. And those same Southerners who flew that rebel flag, they now serve under the American flag. So I'm a great respecter of veterans, and if you were a veteran on the Confederate side, you have my complete love and admiration, because I know what you went through for what you believed in, and that's what America is really all about. Those people who are willing to fight and die for what they believe in. Communists will never fight and die. They will get you to die, but they ain't going to put their lives on the line. No. They'll get Muslims to blow themselves up. They'll sell Muslims all the weapons to do the job. Every time you see any one of those Boko Haram boys or all the al-Nusra, they all got Russian weapons. They all got Soviet weapons. All of the choppers that get shot down is shot down with RPGs, compliments of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is there. They just took the hammer and sickle down for a break. It'll go back up when they're strong enough. And that's the truth, mommy. So let's see. Rebel soldier? You want to hear rebel soldier? Let me see if I can find that for you. We're getting rebel flag. Rebel soldier. Or did I do this one already? If it sounds like I did it, I'll cut it short. No, I didn't do this one.
Oh, Polly, it's for your sake alone. I've left my old father, my country, my home. I've left my old mother to weep and to mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home. The grape shot and musket and the cannon's lumber loud. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for the shroud. There's many a mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home.
can drink to your true love, and I will drink to mine. You can drink to your true love, and I'll lament and mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home. I'll build me a castle on some green mountain high, where I can see Polly when she is passing by, where I can see Polly and help her to mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home.
That's lament. You hear the violins? The violins are crying. Now, that's a guy that's a rebel soldier in the South. Okay? Now, here's a guy who's a rebel soldier in the south of Ireland, and he's got the same lament. And he has to leave his country because he's being hunted in his country, and his family's being driven out. And he's coming to the USA to get a taste of freedom. But listen how similar the lamentations are.
Oh, Father dear, I oftentimes hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The reason me to tell. Oh, son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came over all our crops, and the sheep and cattle died. My rent and taxes were to pay, I could not them redeem, and that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, well, I do remember that cold December day. The landlord and the sheriff came to drive us away. They set our roof on fire with the demon's yellow gleam, and that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. Thank you.
the day may come when vengeance loud will call. When Irishmen are feeling stern to rally one and all, I'll be the man to lead the van beneath that flag of green. When loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen. When loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.
The communists have been on the move in this country for 50, 60 years. They have been brainwashing children. They have been brainwashing the American people. Here's a Michigan man that got fired because he had a Confederate flag on his truck. A Michigan man employed at the Hillsdale Bob Evans plant was fired after refusing to remove a Confederate flag from his truck, the Hillsdale Daily News reports. According to the man, his bosses at the plant forced him to remove it after receiving a single anonymous complaint. Now, whatever happened to the right to be to face your accuser? Oh, we lost that a long time ago. Angela Payne, a spokeswoman for the restaurant chain, told NBC, nothing but communist, that the flag was offensive to many customers and employees. Beware of news reports that lead off with judge rules. They say offensive to many, but they don't give you stats, they don't give you names. This is not the this is the Soviet Union. Political correctness is a tool of the Communist Party. They used it back in 1917 by the Bolsheviks. They introduced political correctness. And here, you got media people, conservative media people, that will not say the word communist. They're afraid. The left. Who's the left? The left is a directional on my car. And the right wing. Oh, the right wing. How about you call the right wing the American Patriots? What, you going to show me a picture of a skinhead? I don't know any skinheads. I've been around a long time. I don't hang out with skinheads. I hang out with Americans. I've been called an N-lover by Southerners. And I've been called an Indian lover by New Yorkers. So, I don't want to hear that cagada de toro. They said they were doing their best to follow up on the complaint. The employee, Wesley Rogers, was told 2 weeks ago to remove the flag, but he refused. They'll tell you that one day to take down the Marine Corps flag. They'll tell you to take down the American flag one day, and somebody will turn you in. And God forbid that you have a gun, they're going to turn you in just to see if it's legal. But those who want to take your guns away, they intend to kill you. You can take that to the bank. They said they're doing their best to follow up on a complaint, Rogers told the Daily News, to make the person who lodged the complaint more comfortable. But I wasn't comfortable with it. I said it wasn't coming down, no way. And then they showed me the way out. Yeah. According to Payne, it isn't his first Confederate flag-related termination. He said he was fired from a job at a sausage plant in Hillsdale after refusing to remove the flag. Man, let me tell you something. That guy runs a risk of flying that flag, so you got to give him an A for bravery. Here are some of the comments. True, true, true by Frank Music. Let it be known in the area, and if people will stick together, they won't. We've already been divided. We're going to be picked off. Segment by segment. We'll stick together and boycott the place. They will change their mind. When we stop spending our money there, because those that complain are probably on welfare and certainly don't spend their entitlements there. No, it's some real snaky guy like a college professor, somebody that doesn't have the culones to stand up for anybody or anything, but behind the scenes he can throw daggers very accurately. They say jump and these idiots say how high. Our freedom of speech and expression are being destroyed. And by who? This is by Patrick. Oh, Patrick, I know what you're suffering by. An anonymous person, too cowardly to speak up. That's right, they do their best damage. It's probably somebody from CARE or the ACLU who happened to drive by the restaurant. I say it's a college professor. Or it's a spoiler. You ever see those guys? I'm not having any fun and neither are you. Robert says, paint Confederate flag on the vehicle and Christian and American flags. Wait till they tell Carson he's got to take his fish down. Private property, hands off. Bottom line, this is by Lois. I love it when women are patriotic, man. It really gets me going. Bottom line, this nation, I'm so tired of watching people on the puke. I only turn it to get through the channels. The puke. No Joy Behar. What an evil woman she is, man. Oh, man. She doesn't even have to get a costume for Halloween. Bottom line, this nation was founded, created by white people, founded on the Judeo-Christian faith. Oh, but they're going to play the Indian. We killed all the Indian game. You know what's really funny? They're trying to force the owner of the Redskins to take the logo down. And in California, they told the high schools they can't have the Redskin logo anymore. So communism is crossing the country. It's like Ebola. It's coming across. And now they're finding out about Ebola. It doesn't go away. It hides in your central nervous system. It hides in your ear. And it hides in your testes. And you can spread Ebola. That's what they're just finding out now. And that's the same as communism. It never goes away. When it receives pressure, it morphs. And when it starts to see that the environment is great, it comes out and shows its true colors, like Code Stink, Stink Pink, like Occupy Wall Street. Did you ever see the pictures of Occupy Wall Street? I had a relative went down and took pictures, and they were going to beat him up because they thought he says, I'm on your side. I'm making these pictures. Did you see the picture of the guy taking a poop on a cop car? That's Occupy Wall Street. And they were all down there. And you say, oh, they're the poor and they're the oppressed. And then they did an interview because they had tents and they were crapping all over the place. And they got one of the Occupy Wall Street guys in an interview. And I said, how can he live in a stench and everything? He says, oh, no, I go up to my brother's $4,000 a month apartment and shower. Yeah. Phony balonies, man. Non-whites want to change our history. Recently I read, it's not non-whites, it's the useful idiots. They're all in play. They've all been told the white man, they're told the white man hates your guts. You want proof of the pudding? We have a friend that we know and love. She's a Brazilian girl. About 2 years ago, she became an American citizen. And some of the people in my family went down to see her sworn in. And one of the guys that went down was a New York City cop. A cop from the old days. You know, when justice was street justice. Yeah, that's right. And bad guy and communists got a tune-up. But anyway, he went down there. He couldn't believe it. It was mostly Orientals, Latinos, Africans, and Russians. And a guy came out representing the United States government. And they all had their little American flags. It was a great day. They had their families there. They were celebrating becoming an American. And the guy got up and he said, this is my phone number. If anybody discriminates against you, you call me. If anybody denies you housing, you call me. And he went into a whole bunch of diatribe about how the white man hates you. When those people left, they threw the flags in the garbage, and they were looking for a fight to fight a white guy. And that's what your government is doing to destroy this country. It's really sad. And we took her to a restaurant to celebrate, and she was the only dark-skinned girl there. And I said, she didn't look comfortable. I said, what's the matter? You're not, everybody's looking at me, she said. I says, yeah, they're looking at you because you're beautiful. That's why they're looking at you. They're not looking at the color of your skin. They're looking at the color of your beauty. Oh, no. But she couldn't believe that because she was already brainwashed. She saw it on Oprah. Unbelievable, man. And that's what's happening. We're being turned against each other. But you know who's going to save us? Donald Trump. He's already pulling the Latino vote. I hear them shouting, Viva El Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Vamos la parte de la muerte. The party of death. The democracy Nazis. And they're also saying, Vaya con te fiesta. Go with the Tea Party. So, I say no more. This guy is finishing his article. Oh, it's girl, Lois. I say no more shenanigans from the left, the Communist Party, and any non-white that wants to take and dump our country. This is a white people's nation, and all others are guests. I say no more citizenship papers to any more immigrants that we have nothing in common with. The enemy within our government and other institutions have done everything to destroy this nation. Change it and make it a dump. She's entitled to her opinion. She's got freedom of speech, man. Just like the ones that say, kill the cops and make them bacon. This man needs to sue the Hillsdale Bob Evans plant for his flying a Confederate flag. This idiot who fired him needs to read the history of the Confederate flag. And they will know there is no reason for this man flying his flag. Now, 1865 was the end of the Civil War. 100 years later was 1965. So what do we got? 150 years? This war has been over? There are people in this country. I served with guys from Louisiana. They could not believe I was first-generation American. I said, look at Tom. Tom's first-generation American. And they looked at me like, wait to see shamrocks grow out of my ears. But they were good old boys, and they were good boys. And I was serving with them, and I was going to die with them. So, some of those boys have been around since the Revolutionary War. And some of their relatives fought under that rebel flag. Why should they be denied the right to honor their heritage? What, they had a four-year sabbatical from being an American, and now they serve under the American flag, and you're going to punish them? You're going to make them hide their ancestry? You? Who are you? Where did you come from? You came from Russia? Because why did you come from Russia? Because you were persecuted? And now you're here and you're persecuting other people? Give it a break. I'll give you another tune. Let's see what we got. Johnny is gone. I'm going to do Johnny is gone. I hope those pictures come out tonight. I'm going to do this in an Animoto version, and all the pictures will be up there that I can get up there. America has to know. The Civil War is part of our history. The founding of our nation is part of our history. We don't need to know how great Stalin was. We don't need to know that Mao saved so many people after he killed 60 million of them. We don't need to know Pol Pot had liberated Phnom Penh. We do need to know that the Nazis and the Russians divided Poland. And that's what they were doing. They were killing the Poles. Johnny has gone to war, we're looking for. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Here we go. Give you a quick article by Cliff Kincaid. Cliff Kincaid's big anti-communist, real conservative. The Dutch Safety Board has issued a report indicating that a Russian Buk missile destroyed Malaysian flight MH17, killing all 283 passengers and 15 crew on board in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine. The only question is whether the missile was fired by Russian troops or terrorists under Russian control. In any case, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered an invasion of eastern Ukraine, has blood on his hands. The Dutch took the lead because most of the dead were from the Netherlands. The results were not surprising since circumstantial evidence already pointed to the Russians as the culprits. Russia refused to cooperate with the investigation, led by the Netherlands, Ukraine, Malaysia, Australia, and Belgium, and vetoed a UN tribunal establishing to try those responsible. They vetoed it in the UN. The UN is not for us, folks. The UN is against us 100%. All they want is our money, and when our money is gone, they will come to kill us. At the time of the mass murder, Kremlin financed Russia today. The Kremlin financed Russia Today, RT. Television. That's what it's called, Russia Today, RT Television. They tried to obscure the truth about Russian terrorists bringing down the Malaysian plane even though the facts known at the time implicated the terrorists in eastern Ukraine in the mass murder of nearly 300 people. RT is carried by such giant media companies as Comcast. I wonder if that stands for Communist Cast. But in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, the channel is not carried with disclaimers identifying the material as foreign propaganda. President Obama's Justice Department is refusing to enforce the law. I think before we close the IRS, we should close the DOJ. As part of the disinformation campaign to divert attention away from Moscow's bloody hands, RT released a documentary entitled MH17, The Untold Story, claiming that the Buk missile did not hit the plane. Instead, it was suggested the plane went down because of cannon fire from a Ukrainian jet. The lies were too much to take for Sarah Firth, who had worked at Russia Today for 5 years. She told The Guardian that the channel's coverage suggesting Ukraine was to blame for the crash was the straw that broke the camel's back. She quit, saying it was the most shockingly obvious misinformation, and it got to the point where I couldn't defend it anymore. So, there you go. We are full of propaganda in this country. And a lot of money changes hands in the government to sell out what's left of the country. It is really sad. And having said that, I'm going to give you another rebel tune. I'm out of time, but I got to play this one. Now, the girl who sings this is a communist. Her name is Joan Baez. And she was part of the Viet Cong during the Nam War. And she's the singing Jane Fonda. But this rebel song is very good. And therefore, I have to play it. I just hope I got the right one. I think I do. Here we go. Never forget your American heritage. Yankee or rebel. We're all the same. American.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the bamboo train. The song of cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65. My father before me, I'm a working man.
nice night, folks.